I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Vidalia police have charged a West Monroe couple with leaving their infant on the hood of a car while fishing. Officers responded to a call about noon Saturday from a boat ramp on the Vidalia Riverfront. Witnesses say an infant had been left unsupervised on the hood of a vehicle. Officers reportedly found 33-year-old Marcella Watson lifting her daughter from a car seat located on the hood of the car. Vidalia Assistant Police Chief Bruce Wiley says the infant was crying. He says Watson told officers she had only been fishing for a short time and did not realize the infant was sunburned until police arrived. The infant's father, 33-year-old David Ramey, told officers he'd left his girlfriend to watch their child while he spent 15 minutes purchasing supplies. Louisiana Child Protective Services took custody of the infant at the hospital. Both Watson and Ramey were arrested by Vidalia police and are currently being held at the Concordia Parish Sheriff's Office on charges of cruelty to a juvenile and improper supervision of a juvenile. The state police retirement system will not release the findings of its investigation into the last-minute passage of a pension hike for the state police superintendent until a September 4th meeting of its board. Erwin Phelps, executive director of the retirement system, says an investigation by the system's attorneys into whether the law change that benefited Colonel Mike Edmondson was handled properly is complete. But he says the report is covered by attorney-client privilege until the system's public board meeting. A public records request from the Associated Press was rejected by Denise Akers, a retirement system lawyer, citing the same privilege. The retirement boost was tacked onto an unrelated bill in the final hours of the legislative session, sparking strong criticism. Edmondson has stated that he will not accept the increase. A lawsuit filed by 17 lawmakers who claimed the Department of Education in Bessie did not follow the state's laws when it adopted Common Core will be heard in a Baton Rouge courtroom today. This is one of two Common Core-related suits that are moving through the legal system. Legal analyst Tim Mesh says people are trying to bring their politics into the courtroom.
What you have here is a classic morass where people are using the court system to impose their political philosophy on others.
Judges have a range of options at their disposal to deal with the feuding political factions, including arbitration. Mesh says with a case as controversial as Common Core, an authoritative magistrate is needed.
What this case needs is a strong-willed judge who will get to the bottom of it quickly, and I'm not sure we have that.
There's also a pro-Common Core lawsuit against Governor Jindal for his actions against the education standards. It will have a full hearing on Monday. The Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control announced that they've issued nearly 900 citations to Louisiana establishments for selling alcohol and tobacco to minors. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill reports that's a result of their 2014 summer crackdown operation.
Commissioner Troy Hebert says they performed over 6,500 compliance checks during the operation and about 14% of businesses were cited. He says these businesses need to understand one thing.
It's just nothing good that can come out of selling alcohol to a minor.
Hebert says fines start at $500 and he's fined businesses as much as $25,000 for repeat offenses. He says this is a statewide problem and it's ATC's job to work with businesses to help prevent this from happening. But Hebert says it's not all bad news.
The good news is 86% of them didn't sell, so certainly there's a shout out there to those businesses that are doing the right thing.
Eric Gill reporting.
This is KEDM News.